You're listening to a Catholic news podcast from the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales. Why not use iTunes to subscribe to our podcast? Simply search for Catholic News in the iStore. Hello and welcome to our Catholic News podcast. Today, the topic is marriage. And there's a very good reason for that, because this week is Marriage Week. Now, I'm joined by someone who's going to tell us a lot more about the current state of play with regard to marriage and what we're doing in the Catholic Church. That's Mark Malden, who you might remember spoke to us around about a year ago when he was first in post as Chief Exec of Marriage Care. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, James.
What's happened in the last year?
Oh, lots happened. But as usual, the people involved in delivering the work of Marriage Care, these are our dedicated volunteers on the front line in the kind of Catholic Church community, have done some amazing things. And we've supported and served thousands of couples in their marriages and supporting them in their relationships in tough times too.
Now, talking of those volunteers and those structures that you have, they've been put under a certain degree of scrutiny, haven't they? And I'm sure our listeners might well have seen in the press that the Government Department for Education has actually put together a research group and produced a report on provision for marriage preparation, amongst other things. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right, James. A few years ago, only a couple of years ago now, I suppose, Department for Education commissioned an independent evaluation of our services alongside others, so ourselves and well-known names like Relate, for example. And so both our marriage preparation services and our relationship counselling services were put under scrutiny by these evaluators. We're pleased to say that a number of our clients took part in that survey, and the results were fantastic.
I've seen certain stats, because obviously stats are the things that kind of grab your eye a little bit. And one of the conclusions was that for every pound spent on counselling from the public purse related to a sort of degree of benefits from your marriage care preparation sessions to around £11.50.
That's right.
That's a heck of a decent statistic.
And they're big numbers involved. I mean, if you consider that relationship breakdown, marital breakdown in this country costs an estimated £44 billion every year, then that's where those figures come from. And so what it's saying is, actually, if you can defer, delay or prevent relationship breakdown, then you can save the state and society and taxpayers significant amount of money. So a small investment by government to support and encourage marriage preparation delivers an incredible return, which given the economy right now is very good news.
And that sort of £44 billion, that's saying the associated rehousing or the sort of breakup of the family home and such things, so and legal things and other such. So I suppose it's quite a difficult thing to quantify, but is the message therefore that getting it right at the very start, or at least building some very solid foundations, is a good way of sort of helping people when they hit the skids?
Exactly. There are no guarantees, as we know, and marriage preparation certainly doesn't guarantee that you won't hit troubled times. But what it does do, and the evidence now shows that, is it puts in strong walls around that relationship, and it enables you to weather some of the storms that we know come. And so what we're saying is, actually, we've got marriage preparation, we've always also got couple counselling, which actually we encourage couples to come along much earlier than when life hits a kind of crisis, so that we can support you in your marriage, help your relationship endure over the long term.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you hear phrases like seven-year itch and other such things, but it wouldn't really hurt if you're in the first year of your marriage or the 20th year of your marriage, would it, to actually just nurture it a bit more?
No, we all need support on life's journey, and that's where the church community comes into its own. And I think it's where some of these results come from, actually, is that our volunteers and our services, of course, are set in the context of the Catholic Church community. And I think as we wrap our arms, if you like, metaphorically around these couples at the start of their married lives, we can do great things to help them and support their relationships, help their relationships endure.
Now, I was going to ask you that, because you mentioned Relate, who I'm sure a lot of people have heard of from a sort of more secular perspective. What is it, when we talk about that uniqueness or that those sort of facets that the Catholic Church model holds, tell me the positives of that.
Well, one of the positives, and I gave a speech at the recent Marriage Foundation conference. This is Sir Paul Coleridge's organisation. And I was saying, actually, the Catholic Church is leading the way in this area, I believe. So the fact that we require couples to do preparation, to prepare for marriage, not just the wedding day, gives those couples a great advantage over many others. Now, again, the research tells us that they come into those marriage preparation days or sessions wondering what they're going to get out of it, but perhaps even resistant to being kind of told to go along. But when they leave it, again, the research is saying that they're saying, actually, everyone should do this. There's incredible value comes out of this. And we know, again, the evidence is saying that couples' well-being improves even during that short period of time.
I think I recall with my wife going along to a sort of, I think it was called marriage enrichment at that particular stage, this particular Australian model, Catholic model, I think. And I was very, I'll be honest, I was rather reluctant. I thought, ooh, is this going to open up things that, you know, I perceived we didn't have problems in certain things. And I was worried that if we go along, is it going to probe at things? And it did, actually. There was some tension. There were some difficulties. It was a couple of days. So there were things to work through, but very enriching. Having to take things on the chin and moving on to a better place, potentially.
That's right. I mean, it's madness, isn't it? We train for everything in life, apart from this one thing that matters to us all so dearly, which is our marriage, our relationships. And so we're saying, actually, it makes sense to build some skills early on in life. And what you find is it's unusual as couples, even in those early days when you perhaps your communication is really strong, it's unusual to take time out to reflect on the fundamentals of what makes a relationship work. And so that's all really we're doing in these days, is we're giving that opportunity for couples to kind of sit back, think about their relationship, their marriage, and how they want to build that into the future. Similarly, in the counselling room, we're giving an opportunity to those couples to reflect together, often in very painful circumstances, on this relationship that they're coming to us saying, we want to see if we can save this. And so we're helping them in that journey.
What is it, do you think, that makes for good preparation and good couple counselling? What makes for good counselling? And are we allowed to involve Christ in that?
Well, of course, with counselling, we are meeting those couples where they're at. And so we get a whole range of couples come to us for couple counselling, and we're wanting to say, where are you at? They're coming with their relationship to us, and we're helping guide them through kind of skillful and thoughtful counselling in how to, you know, reaffirm, renew, strengthen that relationship. So, of course, if Christ matters in that relationship, then they will bring that into the counselling room, and we will be there for them to listen to their concerns and to help guide them through that process.
And one quick final question, Mark. When we talk about marriage prep in the Catholic Church, I wasn't actually a Catholic at the time that I got married or was looking to get married to my wife. She was. But we knew we had to do it. She wanted to do it. I sort of thought, well, yes, I can see the value in it. Mm. But then when we talk about that ongoing enrichment, refreshment, the further couple counselling, as you mentioned, to be a little controversial, would it not help in a sense for people to expect to have to do that? Not force them, but you know, do we need to do more to sell that as something that's positive?
Yeah, and we're working with the government to kind of create a culture in society at large where it's normal to do those kind of marriage MOTs. It's why we're really pleased to be working alongside the likes of Marriage Encounter and others who do such great work in that area, you know, marriage enrichment, relationship enrichment. We need that top up for the journey. We're looking at that in marriage care. Again, we need people to be involved in that with us. We're working with our colleagues in the States called Focus, who offer something called Refocus, which is, again, a tool to help couples reevaluate where they're at in their relationship and to do that kind of MOT, as we say.
Now, I hate it when interviewers do this, but this is a finally. Shouldn't really do that. We're talking a lot about preparation or those that are coming to the table wanting to get married. And then we're talking about, you know, fortifying and holding up and assisting people once they're married. Do we need to do more to show society that marriage is a good thing anyway to consider?
Absolutely. So, and again, the church has got a huge role to play there, where we want to be realistic about our marriages. Again, I think the Hollywood impression sometimes that we give of relationships is damaging, actually, because it creates unrealistic expectations within a couple of what their relationship should be like. So I think we need to portray both a positive and realistic image of marriage. And of course, it's a powerful image of the gospel. And so that is at the heart of it, where we can display that unconditional love that is at the heart of Christ's call to us.
Mark, let's plug a few of your social media and website streams. Now, I know your personal Twitter is at Mark Malden. Are we allowed to put that out there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do so. Yeah.
And Marriage Care?
Yeah, marriage_care is our Twitter account. And you can find us on Facebook, like us on that page. Also on our website. So that's marriagecare.org.uk.
Fantastic. And presumably visitors can find out more about the work and where your needs lie and just what you're getting involved in.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Mark Malden, Chief Exec of Marriage Care, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you, James.
All our podcasts, Catholic News and all the other strands, they're all on catholicnews.org.uk. So please check out our website. And I might as well plug our Twitter, seeing as we're doing a bit of Twitter plugging. That's at @CatholicEW. So stick with us on Catholic News and we'll be back with another podcast very soon.